Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, is expected to finally present proposals for a new MICA redress scheme on Tuesday, and it's believed the scheme will include a new redress cap of up to €425,000 per home, while rental properties will also now be eligible for compensation. However, a number of key differences remain between government and homeowners as officials finalise this revised package, and our reporter Barry Lenehan has been following just about every twist and turn in this story for us over the last few months, and he's back with us this morning. So Barry, what are you hearing about the new scheme?
Yeah, so a conservatively estimated 7,000 homeowners across Donegal are seeking 100% redress for their mica-riddled properties. Homes crumbling away in Mayo too, remember, due to the presence of pyrite. And this issue, a real headache for the government throughout 2021 with large-scale protests in Dublin in June and October. Now, it's expected Housing Minister Dara O'Brien will bring a memo to Cabinet on Tuesday for what he's calling a significantly enhanced scheme. The three party leaders must first sign off on it on Monday night. Tuesday's announcement comes after as many as seven delays amid negotiations between government and homeowners and dispute between the minister and his own officials, apparently. But many's a slip between cup and lip, so don't rule out yet another delay.
And what are the details emerging about the new scheme?
So lots of figures have floated around over the past few weeks in relation to a redress cap per home. Homeowners said they'd reject a cap of £350,000, while some in government feel a reported figure of £450,000 is too high. So it appears the cap is likely to be set instead at €425,000. This will mean over 80% of homeowners in Donegal will receive 100% redress. However, there is a major stumbling block still, and this is a second, more complicated cap on square foot costs allowable. So current proposals are for a cap of €138 per square foot. However, the average cost of rebuilding the first 43 homes through the scheme in Donegal has been €150 per square foot. Construction materials rising in cost this year, remember. So an average-sized homeowner in Donegal on the current proposals could be forced to pay tens of thousands due to the gap between construction costs and what the state will offer under the scheme. Now, sources involved in the discussions say there's been little movement on this issue. However, it was suggested to me yesterday that the minister could ask the Society of Chartered Surveyors to immediately look at this issue rather than wait to their annual review of construction costs in April.
Well, that's going to be a significant issue, because the whole point from the protesters' point of view and those who've been affected by this is that they can't be out of pocket, and that's what they've said from the get-go. What about the secondary properties, rental properties and holiday homes, Barry? They're excluded under the scheme at present, which was another big problem. What are you hearing?
Yeah, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has done an about turn here, it seems. Initially reluctant to include secondary properties amid anxiety over rising costs, he's now set to go against his own officials and allow rental properties access to the scheme. And this decision, believed to be rooted in fears over a homelessness crisis in the northwest when homes are rebuilt. So landlords will be able to apply to the scheme as long as they guarantee their property will remain in the rental market, and the mechanism under which landlords can access the scheme, it's still being ironed out, but one government source told me it could work like the Fair Deal scheme, for instance, in nursing homes. The property owner would have to keep their house in the rental market for a period of time, maybe 10 years, and if they stop renting it in that time or decide to sell up, then they would have to return some of their redress money to the state. They're likely to be subject to a lower cap than those looking to repair their primary residence, maybe around €300,000. And in terms of eligibility, it was said to me that landlords may have to be registered with the Residential Tenancies Board in order to gain access. Holiday homes at the moment aren't thought to be included in the scheme.
Now, if you agree to this, if you sign up to it and your primary residence is going to be fixed under this scheme, you're going to have to live somewhere else while that's going on, and you're going to have to put all of your belongings somewhere. So are those costs addressed?
Yeah, and those costs, the MICA Action Group say, could be as high as €31,000. The storage, as you say, the testing as well of the blocks, and €18,000 on rent while those homes are repaired. However, department officials have stuck to a figure of €10,000 for rental costs, and there are no indications as of yet how this impasse will be solved or how they will cover those costs if they do. Another stumbling block is around homes that must be repaired rather than rebuilt. You recall how we've told you engineers won't sign off on homes unless they're fully levelled and rebuilt, and it's believed the state will offer some certification or guarantee for homes that require repair so they can be insured, for instance. However, it's not thought this will go as far as the homeowners' demand of a 40-year state guarantee.
Okay, any more details for us on the proposed scheme?
An enhanced role for the housing agency, we're told. However, it remains to be seen whether they'll look after it end to end or whether the local authorities will still have a role. One government source expressed reservation to me about handing all the reins to the housing agency or creating a new authority to oversee the scheme, as has been suggested, saying they didn't, quote, want another NAMA on their hands. There had been strong suggestion as well, and I know you touched upon this with the finance minister earlier, that the government would compel the insurance and construction industries to contribute to the cost of the scheme. It doesn't appear this is on the table at the moment, and the minister likely to kick to touch on this and perhaps promise further engagement with the banks, builders and insurance companies. Now, Darragh O'Brien, as we know, he's also ordered an audit into all quarries in Donegal. This after deep concern within government after we reported last month of blocks from August 2020 with high levels of mica. Now, homeowners have pushed for a full public inquiry into the scandal. Department officials have recoiled from this. However, one government TD with deep knowledge of the scheme told me to perhaps expect a senior counsel to be appointed to, quote, pursue and identify those who have been responsible for the crisis. The Attorney General, Paul Gallagher, is also said to be, quote, strong on this issue of accountability and has held discussions with the Minister and the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, on the potential options here.
So, Barry, the homeowners, what are they saying ahead of Tuesday's anticipated announcement?
Well, over 250 people have joined a class action against the state, led by Donegal men Sean Hegarty and Adrian Sheridan, and they're promising to formally initiate legal proceedings if Tuesday's announcement is unsatisfactory for homeowners. Separately, here's what Michael Doherty of the Mica Action Group told me earlier.
We're obviously waiting with a bated breath, as we have been now for quite a few deadlines that came and went over an extended period, I suppose, of 10 years. And now it really feels like, you know, it's getting very, very real for us now. And we just hope that it doesn't disappoint. We know we have got areas for concern. There'll be caps, it appears, an overall cap. But certainly the biggest issue for us will be not the overall cap, which is a secondary one, but the primary cap of the square foot. A second area of concern is around the excluded homes.
It's suggested that rental properties may be eligible under the scheme, but what you're saying this morning is that holiday homeowners should have some recourse as well.
Well, we have been promised a pathway for everyone, and we'll be holding them to that. We want to see a pathway for everyone back to restoring their asset and getting their lives back on track, and there should be nobody left behind. And we do know and learn from better experience. The devil will be in the detail, as it always is.
So that's Michael Doherty there. And politically, Barry, what's to happen next?
So the new scheme will have to be put on a statutory footing. So legislation will have to go through the Dáil. And this is when things may get interesting, as if homeowners reject what the government come up with, what will the likes of Fine Gael TD for Donegal, Joe McHugh, do? He's threatened to leave the party on this issue. TDs in Clare, they also promised homeowners there affected by pyrite that they would have access to the new redress scheme before Christmas, but protests are now planned in the Banner County, as that prospect is now very unlikely. So what's in that memo, perhaps going to Cabinet on Tuesday, will perhaps dictate how febrile the political atmosphere will be in the weeks ahead.
Let's see what happens next Tuesday. Barry, thank you very much for that update on the mica situation. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.